The calm and peaceful Lazare Bay, along which is scattered the residential area of Tamaris, is one of the nicest places in La Seyne-sur-Mer. Its Ottoman palaces and beautiful villas bear witness to the wealthy past of the city. It is impossible to talk about Tamaris without mentioning the history of the man who built it. Michel Pacha, Count of Pierredon, was a master mariner who was appointed Director of Lighthouses and Beacons of the Ottoman Empire in 1855 at the insistence of Napoleon III. For his work relating to ports and lighthouses in Turkey, the Sultan elevated Commander Michel to the high rank of Pasha. Back in his native land, Michel Pasha fell under the spell of the Lazare Bey. Blessed with a no doubt considerable fortune, he decided to refurbish the area of La Seyne called Tamaris to recreate the Bosphorus, but on a smaller scale. Mediterranean architecture was used, a cross between the Orient and the West. This visionary architect started out by having an opulent Turkish-style castle, the Château du Manteau, built for himself. It was surrounded by sumptuous gardens. Unfortunately, there are only two elements left today: a large gate surrounded by two pillars topped with bronze lions, and a belvedere or panoramic viewpoint along the coast road. Around the villas, Michel Pasha built a setting dedicated to his travels: Italian palaces, Swiss chalets, and Oriental houses. On the seafront, he built the Grand Hotel and the casino, and with its feet practically in the water, the Institute of Marine Biology. In the 1880s, the town became one of France's most popular resorts, an absolute must for the high society of the time. This transformation of Tamaris into a seasonal resort brought with it the shoots of a new lifestyle for the Côte d'Azur, the leisure holiday.
Text by Sylvie Brunati-Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company AudioVisit.